We'd been like twins ever since I could remember. Tarja not only spoke for me, but she really could read my thoughts. She could sense, like no one else, how I was feeling at any given moment. If I was frustrated or what I found funny, what troubled me, or made me purely happy. At the same time, something inside me yearned to be just me, Tamika, not a catching sister. While I wanted the connection with Tarja, I also wanted to be myself, seen for my own abilities and valued for who I was personally. It was just the seedling of an inner conflict that would grow in the next 2 years. On the one hand, cherishing the sister partnership we had, but on the other hand, desiring my own independence. Meanwhile, what Tarja and I were doing on the court together was becoming really special. There go the catching sisters. I opened my eyes wide toward Tarja, and we stepped it up to get to the checkout counter before more people noticed us and started talking. I hoped we could duck out before anyone followed us. For me, these sightings were now overwhelming. At the mall, the grocery store, the movie theater, in the hallways at school, pretty much everywhere we went, more and more strangers recognized us from our games and the newspapers. The buzz was about such equally matched sisters, so close in age, just 21 months apart, taking over the court, as one reporter said. Star basketball sisters, the sister act, daughters of an NBA father. The headlines kept on coming. The catching sisters are to basketball what the Williams sisters, Venus and Serena, are to tennis, the media reported. Champions. Competitors and rivals, but blood and best friends. A powerhouse together.